BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians 7, verses 2 through 7. God comforts the downcast. Lately, I have come across passages in this letter that I find hard to apply or make fresh. This is one of them. Paul tends to repeat himself, as he does in verses 2 through 4. Added to that, the subject matter started in chapter 2, verses 12 through 13, Paul has deviated from until now, when he returns to it in chapter 7, verses 5 through 7. So, here is a synopsis of worthy points from verses 2 and 3. Wrong no one, corrupt no one, exploit no one, and condemn no one. Opposing these are live and die for others, have great confidence in believers, be greatly encouraged by another's faith, and in all our troubles, our joy knows no bounds. Concerning the last declaration, in all of our troubles, all our joys knows no bounds, Paul expands upon that in verses 5 through 7. Paul stated in chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, that after he wrote the first letter to the Corinthian congregation, he began his circular trip to the congregations to collect the aid offering to the poor in Jerusalem and Judea. He had no peace of mind then because he was hoping to get a report about Corinthians' reception of the first letter from Titus, who had delivered the first letter. However, Titus was not in Troas, the first stop that Paul made on the round trip that he was making. So he lacked peace. Also, he says his body had no rest, but was harassed on every turn in verse 5. Yet here, Paul declares that despite these and other troubles, his joy knows no bounds. This reminds me of the peace that surpasses understanding in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. God comforts the downcast, verse 6. The takeaway to personalize is a contradiction believers experience. As Jesus said, quote, "In this world you will have trouble. My peace I give you, I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Take heart. I have overcome the world." John chapter 14, verse 27 and chapter 16, verse 33.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.